fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Tom. I'm Silver. Hooray!
There was great excitement in the small western town of Cleardale when the stagecoach from the east came to a halt in front of the hotel.
Look, something must have happened to the stage.
The driver's heart seems like.
The stage is full of bullet holes. One horse missing.
Let's lift the driver down.
Hey.
Now, easy, boys. Lay him down here.
There you are.
Here comes the sheriff.
Hey, what's the trouble here? Jeff,
what happened to you?
Hold up. Outlaws took express gold. Shot me.
Where's Bill, your helper?
I didn't let Bill know I was hit. Told him to take one of the horses, trail the outlaws. Well, I came on to get you.
I see.
Bill was express guard, responsible for gold shipment.
He's done for, boys. Somebody take care of Jeff's body. The rest of you, come on. We'll form a posse and scour the country roundabout for them outlaws. They can't get far before dark. Let's get our horses right now.
The following morning, two horsemen made their way across the billowing plain along a trail that led westward. One was the Lone Ranger, mounted on the great white stallion Silver. Beside him rode his Indian companion Tonto. The trail led into Pecos Canyon, and the two riders slowed their mounts as the way became rocky underfoot. Suddenly, the Lone Ranger signaled a halt.
Oh, Silver, oh, boy, oh, steady, big fella. Man lying on the side of the trail.
Look like him dead.
Lift his head a bit while I give him water. Here, take some water.
I was a guard on stage, held up by outlaws. I followed them, and I...
Easy, fella. Take it easy.
Him bad off, Kimasabi.
Yes. Can you talk now?
Yes. I came to Canyon. I saw a lookout. He shot at him, and he rode away. I followed.
He thought he'd lead you to the outlaw's hideout.
Yes. He went through a narrow pass, and I followed But he went and shot my horse. Then shot me.
And you walked back this far?
Yes. I found out. You must not...
Careful. Careful.
Just tell the sheriff. My back trail leads to...
Him gone, Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto.
Him want tell sheriff back trail lead to hideout.
That's what I understood. Tonto, take his body into town to the coroner. Tell the sheriff what happened and come back here. I'll wait for you. Hurry.
Meantime, in a camp located on a small plateau above the canyon and overlooking a narrow, cliff-locked basin below, Lou Mellett, outlaw leader, stood just outside an old cabin, talking to Poncho, a round-faced half-breed. The rest of his outlaw gang busied themselves readying guns and saddles for possible immediate use.
Yeah, that dumb hombre you posted as a lookout has sure messed things up plenty, Poncho. He said he was following orders you gave him.
See, that is right, Senor Lou. Poncho tell him. If anyone come to canyon, lead him into basin, through narrow pass, then shoot him. And if others follow trail of first man, they go into basin.
But what's the idea you have? This has been a good hideout. If someone finds that guard, the sheriff will be up here with a posse. And now we'll have to move out of here tonight.
Oh, maybe we don't have to leave, Senor Lou. If sheriff and posse go into basin, Poncho go with few men to narrow pass so they not get out. While you, Senor Lou, with the others, stand up here on rim of basin and pick them off one by one. Sabe?
So that's it.
Si, Senor Lou, Poncho is smart. Trail made by guard will lead them to trap in basin. And no one will ever find hidden trail up here to small mesa. With posse not searching anymore, then we leave for to ride some other place. Sabe?
A short time later, Tonto returned and joined the Lone Ranger on the trail in the canyon. He told of leaving the guard's body with the coroner, and that finding the sheriff gone east with a posse, had left word that the outlaws were in Pecos Canyon. The ranger and Tonto then started to follow the guard's back trail. They went some distance, then...
Easy, Silver. Steady, boy.
Silver, uneasy. That's not good sign.
He acts as if there's something wrong, but I can't...
Look, Kemosabe. Trail lead into narrow pass.
The guard's killer might be waiting on the other side of that pass.
We watch plenty careful now.
Right. Be ready for action and follow me. Come on,
come,
Silver.
Come, come.
Poncho. A couple of nosy hombres that just followed the trail into the basin. One's masked and riding a big white stallion. The other's an Indian.
So, that means maybe they find body of man down on trail. But why worry about two hombres like that? They're not even able to put up a good fight. From up here, we picked him off like when Poncho shoot at coyote.
Sure. And maybe that white stallion is just what you've been hunting for, Poncho. I'd take two or three men and go down to the pass.
I see. Poncho should keep them from going out, like keeping rat in a trap, eh? And if white horse is what Poncho like, then that's for Poncho. Now we go down the small pass and trap them in basin.
You talk a good fight, Poncho. Make sure those hombres don't get the best of you. The rest of us will get set up here in the basin rim.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had gone through the pass and found themselves inside the basin. They reined to a halt.
Who's it? Oh, fella.
Tonto, something odd about this.
Guard not come this far through pass, maybe.
If he had, he would have seen that the outlaw camp isn't here.
Guard say killer shoot horse. Me not see sign where horse fall.
Yes, that's right. There's one more thing.
And what that?
There's no way out of this small basin, except the way we just came in, through that narrow pass. Steady, Silver. Steady, boy. What's the matter, boy?
Silver act plenty nervous. That not good.
Otto, I've been thinking. We both got the impression the dying guard said tell the sheriff to follow his back trail.
Not right.
No. I'm sure he was trying to tell us not to follow it, and to tell the sheriff not to follow his back trail. There's something about this basin I don't like.
Oh, maybe it's better we go back, find Sheriff.
Yes, that's what we'll do. Come, Silver.
Come, Scout. Come, fella.
The outlaws must have a hiding place somewhere among the rocks of the canyon. The sheriff brings a posse, we can...
Who's it, boy? Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh, shot come from direction of pass.
Yes, move over behind those rocks, quick.
As long as you go to the heights, Senor Last Man. This way out you cannot come. I've been up on Rima Basin, kill you when it pleases them. You're trapped like a rat, senor.
Otto, look up there.
And that not good. Many men with guns on Rima Basin.
Put on your guns, senor. Poncho would ride in to look at your horse. Perhaps for a little while we let you live, huh?
He's after Silver. I can't see the one who spoke. Evidently a Mexican.
Ah.
I see him, Toto. I'll fix him.
You're wasting your bullets, senor. When I give a certain signal, the men above you will open fire, then Poncho will come down for your white horse.
You think you're man enough? Come in and take him now.
Oh, show yourself, senor, and put on your guns. I give you 2 minutes, and I give signal for the men above to open fire.
You've got to think fast, Toto. No matter what I do, be ready to act quickly when the time comes. All right, mister. We'll do as you say.
Okay, Mr. Hubby.
I have you to stall for time, Toto.
Do like Poncho tell you. Pull your guns out and step from behind rocks with your hands up.
Do it, Tonto. There are guns.
I'll come out with your hands high. You will be covered by many guns, Senor Last Man.
Come on and put your hands up, Tonto. Now what?
Now we are riding in to look you over and look at your horse, Senor.
Here they come. The Mexican has 3 others with him.
Sure, you're quite a man. Well, first, Poncho, we'll take your guns from the ground. Oh, such beautiful guns.
Well, what next?
Hey, you hear? Senor with the mask, say to Poncho, what next? Poncho will tell you what next, my friend.
Oh?
First, Poncho will mount your most beautiful horse. And when Poncho say run, Senor and the Indian will run. But you will not run so far, my friend, for Poncho shall kill you with your own bullets. Now, Poncho, we'll mount your horse, and then we'll have our fun, eh, senores?
Steady, boy. Steady.
Oh, such courage, senores. See? He even quiets the big white horse so that Poncho can mount. Remember, senor masked man, those guns in the hands of my men are ready. Here I go.
Up, Silver. Buck for the buck.
It was a trick. I'll get the
masked
man.
Hey! Oh,
shoot, we'll hit Poncho.
Come on, Toto.
As Poncho flew through the air and landed almost at his feet, the Lone Ranger moved quickly.
Take his guns. I've got mine. Drag him to his feet, Toto.
Don't shoot, senores. You will hit Poncho.
You'll be our shield, Poncho. Any of those men make a move, this gun in your back will go off.
No, no, they must not make to shoot, senores. The masked man will kill Poncho if you try to shoot.
We're back over the horses. Poncho, you're coming with us. Come on. Here's your horse. Here, Silver, Scout. Now, mount up, Poncho.
Without guns, I cannot help myself.
Mount, Toto. Take Poncho's bridle so you can lead his horse. Hurry.
Me have bridle.
Poncho, you fool. I told you not to let them get the best of you.
Oh, he shot Poncho.
That's not serious. Get going, Toto.
Get up, Scout.
Steady, big fella.
Come on, Silver.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Escaping from the bullets of the outlaw gang, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, accompanied by the wounded Pancho, left the canyon and rode until they came to a small grove of cottonwoods where they pitched camp and attended to Pancho's wound. Though painful, the wound was not serious. Pancho watched the masked man a while. Then he indicated a desire to talk.
Maybe you talk to Pancho, eh? Maybe we make for to join up together, Senor Masked Man.
Your first mistake is being an outlaw. Your second is in thinking I'm one.
Oh, I don't understand, Senor. That mask...
I'm not an outlaw, Pancho. And what's more, I'm going to turn you over to the sheriff as soon as possible.
No, you play joke with Pancho.
No, I'm not joking. Now, you'd better rest a while.
But, Senor, Pancho has more talk. Come back, Senor. Oh, poor Pancho is so weak.
Tonto.
Outlaw. Sound like him sick?
Yes, it came on suddenly. He's faking, Tonto. Now that he knows I intend to turn him over to the sheriff, he'll try to escape.
Oh, well, me watch him plenty close.
But I want him to escape, Tonto.
Oh.
He'll go back to the outlaw hideout. Either to make up with Mellet or get revenge.
Me savvy.
I'll leave camp now, saying I'm going into town. You make a point shortly of going to the spring for water. I'll be watching. When he leaves, I'll be right behind him. And I want you to take a note to the sheriff. He may already be on the trail coming toward the canyon after learning about the gun.
Me take note, fine sheriff.
Here it is. Now I'll leave. Watch for Pancho to make his escape. Here, Silver. Otto, I'm starting for town. Take care of our prisoner until I get back. Steady, big fellow.
Me do it. Adios, Kimasabi.
Adios. Mon Silver.
Short time after the Lone Ranger left the camp, Tonto approached Pancho.
Me go get fresh water. You feel all right?
Oh, see, water, that's what Pancho need. Oh, such dizzy feeling come to poor Pancho.
Me get water, make warm broth. Oh. Fix dizzy sickness pronto. Me go now.
Oh. For why you look at Pancho, Senor Horse? So you and Pancho leave this place. You think Pancho make noise like real sick hombre, eh?
Well, hold still now.
Now we go past the canyon, eh? Here, caballo!
After Pancho left the camp, Tonto set out for town to find the sheriff. After riding a short distance, he sighted the posse coming toward him. And within a few minutes, he was handing the ranger's note to the sheriff.
Yeah. Note, eh? Got something inside it, too.
You open. Read it.
Silver bullet inside. That could come from only one person. Let's see. Sheriff, I'm following one of the outlaws to their hidden camp. Come with my Indian friend to Pecos Canyon and wait for me.
Well, who's it from, Sheriff?
From the army who sent the silver bullet, that's who. He's a good friend of mine. Now, listen, men. The man who sent that note wears a mask for his own reasons. But he's on the right side of the law. I believe what he says in that note, so we'll do as he tells us.
Well, let's get going.
We're with you, Sheriff. You
take us to your friend.
All right, Indian. Show us where my masked friend is waiting.
Get him up, scout.
Get up there. Yeah, come on.
It was late afternoon when the sheriff and his posse met with the Lone Ranger to discuss plans for capturing the outlaw band. Meantime, at the outlaw camp on the small plateau, Lew Mellet sat in his cabin playing solitaire. Suddenly he was startled by a voice from the open doorway.
Pancho, she's come back, Senor Lou.
Stay where you are, Pancho.
Why, Senor Lou, pull gun on Pancho?
Come back to get even for being plugged this morning, is that it?
Well, if Pancho know who shoot him, maybe she get what you call even. But with so many around this morning, poor Pancho, he was much confused.
Then you don't know who did wing you, huh?
Well, it doesn't matter that Pancho not know. It was mistake I make this morning. That is all, Senor Lou.
Yeah, sure. Glad to have you back, Pancho.
Oh, poor Pancho, most very tired. I've no time for siesta today.
Go on out back to the cabin and take your siesta. Have a good sleep. If there's anything doing, I'll call you.
I see. Muchas gracias, Senor Lou. Now, Pancho, go take nice siesta.
dark when the Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived with the sheriff's posse at the entrance to the hidden trail leading to the outlaws' camp.
Say, I'd sure have the drop on anybody who came down that trail. They'd have the drop on any of us who tried to go up, too.
Yes, that's right.
Sheriff, looks like the only way we can get them to come down is by starving them out.
I guess they have plenty of provisions up there, so that wouldn't be worth trying.
You're right, Sheriff. Steady, Silver. I have to find another way.
Got any ideas about how to do it?
Well, the logical place for them to have a guard is at the top of this narrow, steep trail. They wouldn't think it necessary to be watching anywhere else.
No one could get up anywhere else, even on foot. And he was a mountain climber, or fly maybe.
I think I can find enough footholds to try it.
Well, you sure have your nerve, mister. You don't fall and break your neck, one of them's liable to spot you. Pick you off with a bullet when he feels like it.
I'll take the chance. I'll be ready, Sheriff. My plan works. The outlaws will be coming down that trail single file, right into your hands.
We'll be ready. Don't worry. And good luck.
Thanks. I'll start right now. Adios.
Going a short distance to one side of the hidden trail, the Lone Ranger started the slow and dangerous climb up the short but steep cliffside. Later in the outlaw camp, Lou Mellett continued his single-handed card game. Poncho, asleep outside the cabin, was suddenly startled by hearing a commotion.
Hey. Caramba, Senor Masked Man.
Never mind that. I'm here and that's enough. Now, Mellett, order all of your men to mount and ride down the trail of the canyon below.
I should have aimed that bullet this morning at you instead of at Poncho. You said you wanted to turn him over to the sheriff, but he escaped.
I let him escape and followed him here.
That fumbling camp raider.
I'm
sorry I didn't finish him off.
So that's what you think, eh, Senor Lou?
Somebody waiting down below to grab all of us, I reckon. Maybe the sheriff's posse, eh?
Could be. Now, are you going to do as I say? Or do I have to use my gun on you?
Go ahead and shoot. If you do, a dozen tough hombres will be on your neck within 2 minutes.
Poncho hates Senor Lou and whole gang. It is good idea for Poncho to fix for them to go down trail where Posse waiting.
You are.
Poncho got up cautiously and made his way into the tall, dry grass a short distance behind the cabin.
In a few minutes, fire spread the whole camp. Everybody have to leave.
A few minutes later, the entire camp was thrown into consternation and confusion by the dreaded cry.
Hey, look. The whole plateau's on fire.
Don't move, Mellett.
The other men are riding down the trail. I gotta warn them about the posse.
You're not leaving yet.
But the fire, it'll reach his cabin and cut off both of our escape.
We'll chance it until all the men have left. All right, now come on. Get to your horse and start down the trail. I'll cover you with my guns from up here.
Let me get out of here. I don't want to be burned alive. Oh, you crazy nag. Get up!
I'll have to hurry to get down the trail on foot. They run into the posse. I'll just about make it to that trail before the flames close in.
Making his way down the steep trail, the Lone Ranger soon came upon a scene of confusion as the outlaws, their hands upstretched, milled around in the center of a ring formed by the posse.
Here comes the masked man now.
Hey, that sure was a good idea, starting that fire to drive him out.
I didn't start the fire, but it worked out all right. Didn't a half-breed come down here, an outlaw called Poncho?
All that came down are right there before your eyes, my friend.
I'm thinking Poncho started that fire, and I hope he got caught in his own trap.
He did start it. He'd have been in a better position to get to the trail than any of you. That is, he would be unless... Toto, bring Silver here.
Come, Silver. Come.
I still have a job to do. Stay here and help him, Toto. Send a big fellow.
Me help him.
Come on, Silver.
Riding through the canyon, the Lone Ranger soon reached the pass into the basin in which he and Tonto had been trapped that morning. Here he reined up.
Oh, Silver. Oh, boy. Who? Teddy. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I... No, Silver. I was right. Come on, Silver.
Riding across the small basin, The ranger half smiled as the moonlight revealed a figure coming down from the rim above, hand over hand on a lariat, one end of which had been tied to a tree above.
Oh, sir. Oh, sir. Nice going, Pancho. I'm waiting for you.
But this time, Pancho does not go with you. I must kill you, senor.
Don't try to shoot, Pancho. I warn you.
This is for you. Oh, my shoulder.
I warned you.
Oh, see, but Pancho perhaps hear you the wrong way. Now, poor Pancho, she's been shot two times in one day.
Come along, Pancho. You're going to the sheriff.
Riding double with him.
Oh, Silver, hold on. Well, Sheriff, now you have them all.
Yeah, you wouldn't have if that mask hombre hadn't butted in. And if that dirty coyote Pancho hadn't set fire to the dry grass up on the table.
Senor Lou, for to be leader of outlaws, you're not very smart to get caught so easy. You'll get smoke out, huh?
Why, you?
Ah, but poor Pancho, she's not smart also. Himself, she smoke out too, then go down rope into gunner Senor Masked Man. Who is more very smart than both of us.
All right, Pancho. Get down and find your own horse.
Oh, poor Pancho is hurt much. I'll put the ride on big white horse.
You got to ride that stallion all right. Not the way you wanted to, I reckon.
Come on, Tonto. We're not needed any longer.
Uh-huh.
Adios, men. One silver.
Get him up. Come.
Adios.
Senor Masked Man is most peculiar person, no?
Hey, hold on, Sheriff. We'd like to know who that hombre is.
Well, what do you know? Guess I plumb forgot to tell you. And it'll be news to you crooks, too. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
I'll do that. Oh.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.